And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I really take water for granted. Owosso does such a good job keeping our water clean and flowing, I rarely think about that water gets to my family's tap when I turn on the faucet. The truth is, most of our water comes to us in the form of rain running to creeks and lakes. Cane Creek and the University Lake watersheds collect up rainwater, Owosso cleans and filters it, and then distributes it out to us. I also know that runoff rainwater from our streets is collected too, because there's a notice on the sewage grate on my curb, along with a cute picture of a fish. The notice says that we shouldn't put anything bad in the sewage grate because the water flowing through this grate flows directly to the lake. This picture of natural rain flowing in rivers and lakes and then making it to our household taps is mighty comforting, until we start talking about the coal ash spill on the Dan River just north of us in Rockingham County. Tons of burnt ashes from an old Duke Energy coal-fired power plant have flowed out of a mishandled holding dump, and now 70 miles of the Dan River has been coated in a toxic sludge. Duke Energy seems to be trying really hard to avoid having to clean up the mess because it's going to be really expensive and it may keep them from making good stock returns for its investors. Our elected officials should be looking out for us, but that doesn't seem to be happening in a state where the governor worked for Duke Energy for 28 years and Duke Energy put up a lot of the money to help get him and some of our current legislature elected. Now, I know that the Dan River doesn't supply our water, but Duke Energy works in our backyard too. They have a monopoly on providing electricity to us, and so many others now that Duke Energy and Progress Energy were allowed to merge into one huge utility. The monopoly should be granted with the understanding that the company works in our collective best interests and not just for the investors of the company. Just a couple of phone calls or emails to your representatives, including the governor, saying you prefer Duke Energy gets this mess cleaned up now, will help move this bad situation toward a more sensible end. And do it before you pour that next clean glass of water from your tap. I'll drink to that. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.